to have Mark Olson with us. Please give a nice warm welcome to Mark Olson!
Thank you. thank you so much. We're glad to be here. This is the Joshua Tree Trio that we play together where we live in Joshua Tree, California. And I'll introduce everyone in a little bit. First, I'll introduce the strangest instrument we have with us. It's called a vibro... What is it called again?
Vibratone.
A vibratone. So we're about ready to be exposed to the vibrations of the vibratone. If you have bifocal glasses, it vibrated and you saw it. This next song is off the album, and it features Ingen playing the Armenian canoe, and it's called Running Circles.
Circles, barefoot, grass in the
said, excuse me, would you like to go out and have some coffee? When I met Danny, he was driving an old Oldsmobile, and he had a drum kit in the back of it, and I said, excuse me, Danny. I'd like to play on about 20 obscure records.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
Short break, be a great time for you to check out CDs, and there's also some vinyl available here in the host stand, so check out our great dessert menu.
Thank you, we're coming out for a second set. Hello, I have some relatives here, so that's really nice. Thanks to everyone for coming tonight. On a beautiful fall evening, we're going to play another set of music here. Here he is, the one and only.
Changing the day.
Of the United States government and Homeland Security. 5 years we had to work her way back into the country after she was deported from Minneapolis Airport. We carried around a movie recorder and we made our new album and in various places, not the United States. It was an experience I simply will never be able to communicate to anyone because we didn't know what was going to happen. They just couldn't accept that it had happened, and they said, no, this didn't happen. It's an amazing thing when you get bad news from somewhere. No, that didn't happen. So we wrote this song, and it's called Heaven's Shelter. We tried to look for help from above, I think you would say. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ben, I think it's time for you to do a little talking while I figure out my next move here. So you want to tell them about our merchandise, please. And let's mention Mark put out this one record, too, okay?
Yes, I will repeat exactly those words. So we have a little merch store behind the wine bottle screen back there. This is our new record we made. This includes the CD as well. And this was written and recorded in various places, Armenia and South Africa, and a little bit in Norway, a little bit, I guess, wherever we were, basically. Well, the reason we went to Armenia was because one time we did a recording in LA in the Armenian quarter, or whatever it's called, in Glendale. There's a lot of Armenians there, and they have Armenian television channels in the hotels. So one night I watched this wonderful concert with all women playing the kanun. And I was so blown away. It was so beautiful. And it was really like girl power. And they were so beautiful. And I just loved the sound. And I thought to myself, and I guess I said it out loud, that I have to learn this instrument one time. So when this whole thing, immigration, happened, I couldn't be in America. Mark couldn't be in Europe. Mark figured out that there's an, what is it called? Charity out of LA. They have projects in Armenia, and we can go there and we can donate some money to them, and they will give us music lessons. So that's what we did for 6 weeks. I learned to play the harp, and Mark had drum lessons. And I had a wonderful teacher who told me that I basically just had to feel the instrument. And Mark's teacher said that you will never learn to play the drum in 6 weeks.
Now then, what I...
So he was kind of tough.
Yeah, but armed with that information, the Olympics were on. And Armenians, they don't play team sports, they tell you that. But now they have a soccer team that smokes, by the way. Soccer team smokes. What they do is they wrestle and they weightlift. And so, you know, I got interested in that. And in the parks, there was these bars. So they were all the young men were out there doing pull-ups on the bars.
And Mark said, I want to do that too. And then I said, please don't.
I hopped up there anyway, so we had a wonderful time there. What's this now?
2,000.
I can do five.
It was for like 2,000. 20,000. 200,000.
But they were laughing, okay? They were laughing.
Anyway, we had a lovely time. We would go have lessons, then we would go have lunch, and we could only eat like vegetables because we got a little food poison there.
We both ended up in the hospital.
They have the best peaches.
And we were both in the hospital for communicable diseases. But the amazing thing about that, it was empty. All the old people are on the street walking and talking and eating fresh vegetables. They're really quite healthy. They live really long because they have that yogurt there. This is the area where people live to be 120, and they really are. They're out on the street walking and talking. No one was in the hospital we were in but us. And they gave us our own room. It only cost $10 a day. And they told us that they weren't going to release us. So we're in the hospital, we're not being released. Ingen was sick the first time, and they gave me a bed next to her. There's apricot trees outside the hospital. The nurses are picking apricots. It's like it's a vacation. They wouldn't let her go. They had to run tests. We actually had to get somebody to call the mayor to release her, you know? Because they wanted the $10 a day or something. There was some intrigue. There was intrigue, and we were made to know that somebody had done a big favor to let us out of the hospital.
After one day, I was out and about, healthy, and we would like do lessons in the morning, and then we would songwrite in the evening, and we would go to the parks with our dulcimer and I guess an instrument and write. And there would be like these crowds gathering, wondering what the heck we were doing there.
Yeah. And then they decided the first week that we were Hare Krishnas.
Krishnas.
And they wouldn't talk to us. No communication.
It was Mark's drum rehearsals.
Then someone did us another big favor. We had some big favors happen in Armenia. We told them that no, we were involved with the charity group from Los Angeles. And then it was like, wow, everyone was knocking on our door, bringing us fruit, and yakking at us. It was so much fun from that point on. But we'll play some more songs here, and we'll do one from that part of our experience. But the first one we're going to do is called Little Bird of Freedom.
Okay, but first I have to mention the other record. Okay. So I wanted to say that if you definitely should get this album, and there's Armenian lamps on the cover, and there's Armenian curtains inside, and a picture of Mark's typewriter, where he writes all his lyrics. And then we have this lovely vinyl, which is the first Creek Dipper vinyl, and this is out of print.
Mark
Trias from Trias Records put this one out, and this includes the CD too, and this is, I think, my favorite, and Mark's favorite too, right, Mark?
Yeah.
This is your favorite? Yes. This is our favorite.
Oh yeah, Mark's here. Yeah, it's the greatest one ever.
So check out the merch. We'll be over there.
We'll be over there. It's called Little Bird of Freedom. You can go ahead and kick it off here. Thank you. it to me in the front row here. I'll just tell everybody if they want to put in an order for banana bread. Chill out sometimes, because there's certain times you want to play on the front porch. You have psycho neighbors, so. Yeah. We're going to end it here with the canoe. Yeah. And England's going to play a very pretty song. We started working on this. And it's called Jesse in an Old World. So we hope. again, thank you for coming out and seeing us. We're not in town every day.
Thank you.
out to the band who financed and promoted and made the first Jayhawk record. He's in the house, Mr. Charlie Pine. I told Charlie, it ain't gonna work out, me and that guitar player, man. I need to get some bongo players. He said, no, Mark, no, no, no. But that's all ancient history. I said, I got an idea, man. He said, no, no, that ain't gonna work in Minneapolis in 1986 or something. Song off the first record by the Jayhawks.
so much for coming out and joining this night of music with us. Also remind you that Mark will be out with the rest of the band here shortly to say hello and sign CDs and LPs. So definitely say hello before you go. Also take a calendar with you. And we look forward to having you back here soon. Thank you for coming.